my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice, and you have led me through the fire in my darkest nights. You are closer like no other. I've known you as my father, I've known you as my friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been
we'll see.
sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
So I'll stand this evening. Time to get right into the Word. Amen. Definitely prepared. Glory. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Bless you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted. Shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve this evening. Amen. Praise God. Why don't you give the Lord a clap of praise? Amen. I'll join you. Amen. 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 Praise God. If it's raining outside, doesn't mean it has to be raining inside of you. Amen. Amen. Be happy about God. I know sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's tough when we look at the outside and we look at the outside. At the things out here, but you know, God's still on the throne. God never died when Brother Branham left the scene. God never moved, amen, when coronavirus came on the scene. He's still just the same, amen. We're the ones that change. He still remains the same, amen. It just depends on where you're looking at, amen. We always want to look at the right thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's just go ahead and, I guess since you all are standing and there on the wall, we're going to go ahead and read the Word. And then, I'm going to show you all, just a few pictures and talk about some mission endeavors before we get started. So let's just read, in John chapter 15. I want to continue on this thought that we've been speaking about in a couple of weeks. Amen. About advancing God's kingdom. By fulfilling the law of Christ, this is part 3. And let's just read the Word. Let's just bow our heads before we go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity to serve you, Lord, in this late hour that we live in, Lord. We realize, Lord Jesus, that without you, Lord God, we are nothing, Father. Lord, without you, Father God, where would we be, Lord? Oh, Father God, we could be, Lord, in a hospital. We could be, Father God, even have left the scene right now, Lord God. But Lord Jesus, you still kept us, Father God. We're still here because, Father, we have a work to do and we have for something that we must fulfill, Father. And Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father. Lord, we just commit ourselves in this time into your hands. May you just continue to be with those that can't be here for whatever reason, those that are sick, Lord God. We pray for Sister Anna and the family, Lord. We ask that you would just strengthen her, Lord, and just be with her, Father, and all of those that are sick amongst us, Lord, be with her. Sister Joyce, and as well, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would just continue to be with them, Lord. Bless those, Father God, that are streaming in. And Lord, may you just speak, Father God, according to your oracles, Lord. And Lord, let it be you speaking, Father God. Let me get aside, Father God. And Lord, let you speak, Father God, because Lord, what better words of life, Father God, can come out of us, Lord God, when it's you speaking, Lord Jesus, when it's your word, Father God, laying aside all of our opinions and all of our own thinking, Lord God, and just let your word speak, Father God. Lord, we just commit this time now into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. If you turn with me to John chapter 15, John chapter 15, we're going to start at verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Now we know that he was talking to his disciples here, but it wasn't just a word for his disciples. Amen. It's a word for each and every one of us. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Amen. It's the only way that you can keep his commandments is by his love, and his love comes by the Holy Ghost. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. Verse 14 here. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now see, he says this is my commandment. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. In other words, sacrifice yourself for your friends. You are my friends, Jesus says, if you do whatsoever I command you. In other words, if you obey him, you're his friend. If you don't, you're not his friend. These things I command you, verse 17, these things I command you that you love one another. Amen. And then the last verse in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so, in so doing this, and bearing one another's burdens, you fulfill this law of Christ that Jesus is talking about here. My commandment, his commandment. You fulfill that law. You may be seated this evening. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So, if the brothers can bring the first picture up, and you can blow it up, that'd be great. So you all pray for us this Sunday. His brother Wade, he'll be out and he'll be ministering. We'll be in Orlando, Florida, preaching as well, ministering to a group there, a little group from El Salvador. And, they're meeting there. And so they asked us if we could visit them. So we're going to do that. Sure. So you just pray for us. And, pray for us as well. On November the 6th and the 7th, we'll be ministering in Jacksonville, Florida as well. And then Lord willing, on November the 30th, we'll be heading to Central America for a 7-week mission trip. So it'll be about, what, a month and a half? Something like that? Almost 2 months. So I wanted to kind of show you all. We'll be leaving November 30th and probably won't be back till like January the 18th. So you all remember us in prayer. Amen. I'm just trusting that everything goes well before now and then. There's so many changes going on in this world. You just don't know what's going to happen between now and then. But, that's the plan. Well, we already have our tickets to leave out November the 30th, and we'll be heading to Honduras first. So this is the area where we're going to be going out, just so that you'd know. Up here, that up the top right-hand corner is Florida and Mexico, so Central America is right here. I know some people don't know where Central America is, and so this will kind of give you a little bit as to where. There's the United States right there. Central America is right there. And that's my home country right down there in South America. So this strip right here, Central America, we'll be in Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica, Lord willing. Next slide. So there's, we'll be, this is where we'll be landing in Honduras, in San Pedro Sula. And we'll be in Honduras, mostly in this area right here. And so where I have the little squiggly lines, in those areas right there, there's a lot of, we're going to be up in the mountains a lot. Amen. In those areas. So there's a lot of, there's different brothers that, that have, that go to these different areas, and they do mission work and they work with the people there. Amen. And of course they need help. Right. You know, any help that you can give them, you know, is wonderful. So, I've been asked personally by a brother for 2 years to come and visit him from that area. And to get to his church, you have to walk like 5 hours up in the mountains. Nobody visits him. Right. But he's got a church over there. And so he told me 2 years ago, because him and his family walked to a youth camp that we were at for about 2 hours. And so he said, yeah, brother, we'd be more than glad to have you. We would love to, if you come visit us. We don't have anybody to visit us. So you see, the brothers that come from the States, they go down there and they visit the known churches and the churches in the cities. But these brothers up in the mountains, they never get visited. Hardly. So that is my purpose for this trip, to go out and visit these little places, you know, that don't get visited hardly at all. They need to be, you know, they need some encouragement from here too. So Lord willing, we'll be doing that. And after that, we'll be here around pretty much the month of December. And then coming down here, this is Nicaragua now. And then from here, Lord willing, we'll be traveling all the way to the east coast of Nicaragua. This is a 12-hour trip right here. And this area right here, it's a group called the Mesquitos. Not mosquitoes, but the Mesquitos. They have their own dialect. It's like a fusion between Spanish and something else. So when you preach there, you actually need an interpreter. And there's an interpreter. There's a brother interpreter over there. So we'll be traveling with some of these brothers down to that area and probably be there maybe for maybe a week and a half or two. And, now you all just pray for me, because some of these places where I'm going to be going to this time around, the really rugged areas and really bad areas, and it's actually areas that even my wife is not going to be able to go to. Actually, the brothers, they recommended that don't bring your wife, don't bring your daughters, because it's going to be pretty rough terrain. So you all just pray for us, amen, that there'll be no snakes or anything like that. But so from there, Lord willing, we'll be heading back to this area right here, and then we'll be traveling down to finish our trip off in January in Costa Rica, in San Jose, Costa Rica, up in that area. And we'll probably be there for about a week and a half, and then from there we travel back. So y'all just pray for us, because that's all that all can change, but. But that is the plan for now. That is the plan for now. Next slide. Now, I show this picture, and the little boy there, he's naked, of course. And he has no clothes. I tried to cover up what I could. But this is some of the areas where I don't know if I'm going to get to visit it, at this time around these areas, but some of these places, as you can see, these kids, they don't even have clothes to wear. Next slide. And you can kind of tell, you know, they got their little bulging bellies, you know, the little bellies that they're hungry. They don't have a lot to eat. Some of them have some clothes, some of them don't. This brother right here, this is Brother Eli. He's a missionary there in Honduras, and he works in those areas a lot. And he says, brother, these people are just the poor of the poor. They're so poor that these brothers, they give those families in those areas clothes for them to wear, and they end up just selling the clothes so that they can buy food. And that's one of the reasons why they can't, you know, their children walk around, some of them walk around nude. Next slide. This brother right here, these pictures were just sent to me recently. This is the same location. This brother right here is getting ready to be married to the sister right here. And if you could tell, you know, if there was more detail, but you could see his shoes. I mean, they're just tattered. But they already got married by the country, but a civil wedding. So next month they're gonna have an actual wedding at the little church. But of course he doesn't have any money to buy himself a something to wear. She doesn't have anything to wear for the wedding gown. So some of us brothers, we pitched in to kind of help them buy something so that they can have their little wedding. Yeah. I just sent that money last week to them, and some other brothers from the country also helped out. And also for them to be able to have a little, you know, get together afterwards, a little, thing, food for the people. But this sister right here, if you can go to the next slide. That's the same sister right here. You can see she's barefooted. The brother tells me that every time they go visit her, she's always wearing the same clothes. And so the brother's telling, he's like, well, last time we were here, we brought you clothes. What happened? She said, I had to sell them. I had to sell them because I need to feed my family. I need to feed. So y'all just remember, remember those families in prayer. And yet they're still trying to be faithful. Amen. Going to church, you know. Next slide. That is, I believe this is the little church right here in the area. And then this is the pastor's or the pastor's house. And, that's where he lives right there. And, it's high. That's because they're near the ocean. So it floods a lot in those areas. But they tell me it's just a very, very poor area. So next slide. All right. So that was Honduras. That was in Honduras. This right here is Nicaragua. Now, last year, I don't know if some of you brothers, I had asked for some help for this church right here, because they had just bought a piece of land to build, because this little area right here where they were congregating at, it's the people are growing and they have no more space now. So next slide. This is the little area. This is the little area where they're holding the services. I've preached there before, and just wonderful people. The place is called Monte Tabor, Nicaragua. Next slide. And it's up on a hill. So what they did is they just built a little space right there so they can meet right next to someone's home. And that's why you see it's almost like a little garage type of thing. Next. That's them meeting. Next slide. And, yeah, that's from looking from behind, from the back of the church. Next slide. Next. Next. All right. So here, this is, so by the grace of God, last year we were able to help them out with the down payment to buy the piece of land. The piece of land cost them $8,000. And so we were able to help them buy the land. I think we gave them like $1,200 or something like that for the down payment, $1,500, something like that. They got it down now to about $5,000 now that they need to pay off. So the brothers are just asking. They have not built a church there yet, because what they want to do is they want to finish paying this loan off, so that they can continue, so that they can start building the church. And so they don't look bad to the people that they bought the land from. They have a certain determinate amount of time. So you all just pray for these brothers that they'd be able to pay it off sooner. I think I can't remember the time frame that they gave them, but they have about $5,000 that they need left to pay off. So if you feel in your heart that you want to help out with that, well, they would certainly appreciate that. Next slide. This is them in that same area. Next slide. All right, and this is part of the group there. This is Brother Allen, and he's a missionary there in Nicaragua. He goes all over Nicaragua, but he's the one who's helping build this group up there in Nicaragua. He's kind of spearheading this work over there. So he's the one who's asking prayer for this group there. Next slide. And then this is more of them. Is that it? Okay, so now, yeah, so now what they've done is they've built, just for space sake, they've built just a little temporary little hut type thing on that, in that area where they purchased the property. And so they can meet and they'd be able to have more space instead of being cramped up in that little other area. Next slide. And then that's them right there. But eventually they want to build their own church in that spot. So you all I think that's the last slide. So y'all just remember that in prayer. That is one of the places that I want to go visit when we go over there and just kind of take pictures of the area and just report back.
Amen.
And some of you all helped out with that church there. And remember us in your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
My desire is to just be able to help. Amen.
Amen.
And in whatever way we can. We can't do anything. I mean, we can't do everything.
Right.
You know? But what little we can do, amen, and we'll be more than willing to do.
Amen.
And you know, my wife and I, I thank God that God gave me a wife who loves to go on trips.
Amen.
Like that with me.
Amen.
And that's been my desire, you know, to just be on the mission field. And it just breaks my heart just see these little kids like that, you know, and just, and you wish you could just do something for them right there and then, but best thing you can do is we pray for them. Amen. Pray for them. And send who you, if you can't go, Brother Bram, send somebody.
Amen.
If you can't go, you just send somebody. So we just thank God for that. So y'all remember us in your prayers in the next coming weeks as we'll be prepping for that, Lord willing. Amen. So let's go and let's look at this here. And I promise I'm not going to keep you all long tonight. So we're going to move here a little quick. So if you remember in the last two services, last two parts when we were talking about this, we were bringing it out of John chapter 13. I'm trying to shift my mind here now from missions now to the word. And, we were preaching out of John chapter 13 and we were looking at John chapter 13. And if you remember how what Jesus was, this was just a few nights. It was real right before he was betrayed and right before he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and went on the cross. And he was there with the disciples, and we all read the story. We know what the story is, and we see how how Judas was there, and how Satan had entered him, and he did, and what he did was, and Jesus didn't argue with him. He
right.
just said, you know, I know what you're gonna do, so you just go ahead and do it. And sometimes, you know, you don't have to argue with anybody, you know, just let them do what they need to do. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to go one way. Just let them go. I think the best way that we can, that people learn their lessons better is to just let them make their own mistakes.
Amen.
Let them learn their own mistakes. And they realize then, okay, what am I doing? You know, now it just depends on what it is. But most of the times, you know, that's at least that's how I was. I make my own mistakes, then I learn my own lessons, you know? Then they stay. But if you try to push somebody, why don't you do this and that, and they don't want to do it, you're not going to get them to do anything. Just let them make their own mistakes. Amen. Let them have their own experience.
Amen.
And that'll teach them more. Let God teach them. Amen. Not necessarily you teach them. Let God teach them.
Amen.
Now, of course, you know, we as parents and we as leaders, you know, we try to do and direct as much as we can.
Amen.
But ultimately, it's that person's choice.
Amen.
Up to, you can take your children up to a certain point. After that, it's got to be God to
Amen.
Do it then.
Right.
Amen. It's got to be. If when God does it, amen, he does it good.
Amen.
And when we try to do it, it never gets done.
Right.
Or it gets done halfway.
Right.
And most of the time it just doesn't get done. But when he does it, he does it perfect. Amen. And I don't know why I want to say that, but that wasn't even in my notes. It's just like Brother Wade. Brother Wade, you was preaching Sunday. All kinds of things that we were talking as a family all last week. And so you're saying somebody must needed this. See, that's God. That's the Holy Spirit. Just confirming those things. Even the night before, we were having a little devotion at the house, and Brother Wade was bringing things out Sunday morning, or Sunday afternoon, I believe it was, exactly what we had talked about the night before.
Amen.
I hadn't talked to Brother Wade. I hadn't, you know, it was just, that's God.
Amen.
That's the God that we serve, amen? He comes to confirm his word, and he does it in supernatural ways. And when he does it those ways stick. But when it's planned and it's pushed and it's shoved, you know, it never sticks. It never sticks. Amen. Praise God. So we were looking there at John chapter 13, and we got to a point where Jesus told Judas, hey, just go ahead and do what you need to do. Of course, Judas, he left and went out the door. And we talked about that a little bit in regards to how in the last days and the days that we're living in now, the love of many shall wax cold, if you remember that. And we're seeing that now more than ever.
Amen.
Amen. We're seeing how the love of people is waxing cold. Amen. And the situations that are taking place politically and in the world, amen, it's causing people, because they look at those things more than they look at the word, it's causing the love of people to fall. You know, some of us, we don't like to hear that, but that's exactly what's happening.
Amen.
Because we look to the news, we look to the media, we look to the government so much, amen, it's causing us, amen, to forget where we come from. Our position, amen. And our position is not of this world. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. So we don't need to act like the world. Amen. Praise God. So the love of, because iniquity is abounding, the love of many shall wax cold,
amen,
the Bible says.
Amen.
Now, we talked about how the love wouldn't go away completely, but it would wax cold.
Right.
It would dwindle.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. If we're not careful, if we let the things of this life, if we neglect this word, amen, we will allow that love, amen, for each other, the love for God, the love for his word, the love for coming to church, amen, it will dwindle more and more and more.
Amen.
If we're not careful.
Amen.
Praise God. And in talking about that, I wanted to read a quote real quick where Brother Branham, something interesting that I found, where Brother Branham talks about in the Thyatira church age. If the brothers could bring this up, it's the first quote I think that I put, yes. He says here, I want to give you a warning right here. It says concerning the last days that because of abounding iniquity, the love of many will wax cold. In the Laodicean or last age, self-love and love for material things will take the place of the true love of God.
Amen.
Oh, yep. Amazon wouldn't have done good back in the early 1900s.
Right.
Amazon does good now.
Right. Right.
eBay does good now.
Right.
It wouldn't be good back then in the early 1900s because the materialistic mindset of people, you see, so that's it works hand in hand. In the Laodicean or last days, self-love and love for material things will take the place of the true love of God. We need to guard against the power of sin in these last days. So many are getting so hard. Look what he says here. So many are getting so hard because they haven't realized the effect of this last day spirit. I'll read that again. So many are getting so hard because they haven't realized the effect of this last day spirit. And he says, it is time to draw nigh to God and let him fill our lives with his love. Amen. Or we will feel the coldness of the last day church and watch and reject the truth of God, which alone is able to help us. Amen. How do you think somebody that leaves the word of God who decides I don't want to serve God anymore or leaves the message? Amen. How does it start? Somewhere or another, they leave the word of God. Some, they start getting cold on God. And eventually they will produce and you will see them. I mean, you can just look, go through their Facebook posts. They started out like this and then they end up this way. It's a totally different thing. Why? It's because they let down their guard somewhere. Amen. They let down their guard and they felt that coldness of the last day church. They rejected the truth somewhere or another. Amen. You see, in order for you to go and do your own thing, and I'm speaking to everybody here, but in order for you to go and do your own thing, you have to overstep the word of God somewhere or another. You see? Let's just say this is the word of God, you know? If I need to get to Brother Wade, amen, that's my idea. I need to get to Brother Wade. I've got to get around this word somewhere or another to get to him.
Right. Amen.
You see? And that's what people are doing in this hour.
That's right.
Amen. They're just overstepping the boundaries of the word. They're overstepping what God has already laid out for them so that they could be happy, so that they could have joy in their life, so that they could have the peace of God, so that they can live peaceably with man in order to fulfill their own lusts, their own desires. And then they realize, amen, what am I doing here? And you just have to look at their Facebook posts and you realize what's going on. People just tell on themselves. Just look at Facebook. Well, then maybe you shouldn't, because then you'd be there doing this. And then you realize, what am I doing? Has that ever happened to you? Or that just happens to me? Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you're there looking at people and what they ate for breakfast and all that stuff. Like, what do I care? Right? So it's very, this last day spirit is very, 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 very easy to get into.
Amen.
There is nothing wrong with you having the business, doing what you need to do, working. You've got to do what you got to do. Go to school, have friends, have a hobby, do all those things. And I'm talking to our young people. Amen. Do what you got to do, but don't let those things ever take over the word of God in your life. Don't ever let that take over the Word of God or the Holy Spirit in your heart. Amen? Because this thing's about to end, saints. This thing's about to finish up, and we're just seeing the last few things of it in this hour. So we talked about last time in regards to how close Judas was with the disciples. That Jesus said, the one that soaks the sop or the piece of bread, he'd be the one. And Judas did it. And the disciples still didn't realize that that was him. You see? And we've lived in this hour in the last several years. We've lived and we've seen, amen, how people have left this word. And we thought we would never see them leave this world, but we were so close. We would go to their meetings. We'd jump and shout, sing with them and everything. Even eat with them and fellowship with them. Have them ask us questions and you talk with them. And all of a sudden, it's hard for us to see. They're so close to each other. It's like the tare and the wheat. They look alike. Amen. They look alike. But there's differences there. Amen. There's differences. Amen. The Holy Spirit will be able to spot those differences. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit, amen, you'll just go right on with it. Amen. You'll go right on with that because of the popularity, because of the status of the person. And then you'll be deceived. Just like the persons. Amen. So now let's look at John chapter 13. That was just a short, and you can go back and listen to the last two services on this to get more details. But if we look at John chapter 13, and we stopped at verse 30, I believe it was, and where he says, where Judas says, where it says, he then having received the sop went immediately out, and it was night. Amen. So when Jesus pointed it out, amen, Judas didn't like it. And he stepped out. And that's what they do. Amen. When you point the truth and the word to people, amen, and they don't like it, you realize, amen, their face changes and their attitude changes and their, amen, that's one key thing. And Judas did what he was going to do. And the Bible says that it was night. Amen. It's in this evening time. Amen. That we're seeing this. In this late hour that we're living in is where we're seeing all these people. Amen. That are just leaving the word. Amen. And just, they have found something better. Amen. I don't know what's better than the word. than the revealed word. I don't know what's better than that. Amen. Verse 31. Now, Jesus wanted him to go. Amen. I mean, he was going to do that anyways. He's the son of perdition. But now we're getting ready to see here what Jesus is about to show them. Amen. After Judas steps out, because he needed to step out in order for him to be able to speak more clearly to his disciples. Amen. And in verse 31, he says, therefore, when he was gone out, now see, the Bible makes it a point to even say that. Therefore, when he, Judas, was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Amen. Amen. It's interesting that Jesus says that right there, because even in him knowing what was getting ready to happen to him, he was already making the situation as if he wasn't being stressed out by the situation. You see, he was looking at the situation as like, this is an opportunity for the word of God to continue to be fulfilled. I'm getting ready to be glorified. I'm getting ready to fulfill everything that I was sent here to fulfill. Amen. Praise God. It almost reminds me of when on the day of Pentecost, amen, when Peter said, this is that. Amen. This is that was spoken of. Amen. So it's like Jesus, amen, he said, now. Amen. Now is a, or like when if you remember the vision that Brother Branham had when he went to go heal that one girl, and everything had to be in order. There needed to be a lady sitting on that chair and cleaning her glasses. This needed to be in place. This needed to be in place. Amen. That's the exact same thing that needed to be right here in this scene that we're looking at. Amen. Judas needed to leave so that now, amen, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Verse 32, if God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Amen. How are you glorified? Amen. Amen. Those that he's justified, he has now glorified. Amen. The Bible says. Praise God. Is it just a separate glorification? Amen. Is the same glory if you got his Holy Spirit? Amen. You're glorified in heavenly place. You're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Tonight. It's hard to believe. Oh man, I'm tired. Been driving that chicken truck all day long. But Ryan, maybe he's got to drive it tonight. Oh man, it doesn't seem like we're glorified, amen, but we are, because the Bible says so. Yes, sir, amen. We don't feel it on the outside, but the Bible says that we are now sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now. Amen. See, now, because Jesus said there in verse 31, now is the Son of Man glorified. Right. And in reality, it hadn't really taken place yet. Because he needed to still die, he needed to resurrect. But he was already talking about the now. And so we need to look at ourselves now, even if we see this chaos, even if we see that Judas is leaving the message, even if we see everything going on, now are we sitting in heavenly places. You are now special people. Not that you will be. Not that you were. Amen. You are now. I like Brother Dale. Brother Dale loves the present. The present God. The now God. Amen. We serve the now God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's good to serve the God of the future. Yeah. We know that there's promises in the word for the future. Amen. But that's for the future. Amen. It was good to see the promises that God fulfilled in the past. But that was the past. I want to know what God's doing now. What is God doing now in your life? Amen. Verse 32. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself. And shall straightway glorify him. This is Jesus still speaking. Verse 33, he says, little children, yet a little while I am with you. So he's telling them, I'm going to be with you for just a little bit more. And you shall seek me. You're going to seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. But watch, he says here, so now I say to you. So now I say to you. He couldn't say this while Judas was still there. There's certain things that God is doing now in our lives. And this word is just opening up more and more to us. Amen. But you know what? Some of the things that have happened in the last several years have had to happen in order for us to come to the place where we are now. I believe that. Amen. And don't be surprised that there's more surprises. I hope not. But you stay with the word. You stay where you need to be with what you have believed. Amen. Don't worry about who else isn't believing or who seems like they're doubting. Amen. You worry about yourself.
Amen.
Worry if you're doubting the word.
Amen.
Am I doubting the word? Amen. Whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, watch what he says here in verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you. A new commandment. See, because we talked about they had their commandments, but even in their own commandments, the first two commandments pointed to loving God. Amen. And to love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. In other words, pointing back to love. Amen. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now watch in verse 35. He says, by this, by what? By loving one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Amen. Now the love, the word love here that we're talking about is the word agape. This is, when you look back at this word, it's the word agape. Amen. Now how are we going to demonstrate to the world that we love one another? That we are his disciples by loving one another, right? Now, you may ask the question, how do I love my brother? How can I love my brother? How can I love my sister? Amen. Because it's usually the ones of the same family that get on each other's nerves most of the time. Amen. Some of us who see each other more and more often is ones that we get on each other's nerves more and more often if we're not careful, if we allow it. Amen. But we're supposed to, amen. Those things happen to help mature us. Amen. In the love of Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So how do I love my brother? Amen. We're going to turn here in just a moment to Romans chapter 12. Amen. We're going to read a few verses there, but here's some things. Amen. How do I love my brother? I mean, one of the things that you love your brother is be willing to forgive. Be willing to forgive. Amen. That is something very easy to say, but it's so hard to do. Be willing to forgive. Amen. And not just loving your brother, because it's easy to love those that love you back. Amen. Amen. Because if you can love your brother, amen, if you practice loving for your brother, amen, Then it's not a problem, amen, you loving anybody else, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
It's being able to get along with those in the same family, amen, that sometimes is the toughest. Amen, because we just know each other so good. And we just rub shoulders all the time, amen. We just know, amen. That's when we need to make sure that we love, because sometimes that gives us it gives us an easy avenue, amen, to just say whatever comes to mind. And disrespect one another. And say things, amen, to each other and about others, amen, that just is disrespectful, and it hurts the body of Christ in whole. Amen. I'm just being true. I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you that's how it is. But be willing to forgive. Amen. And how many times did Jesus say to forgive? 8 times? 10 times? 7 times? No, he said 70 times 7. But that is not whatever 70 times 7 is, Brother Wade. 490. Yes, for one thing. That's not just 490 times and that's it. Ooh, you're at your 489th time. You better not do it again. I'm not going to forgive you. After the 490th time, that's not what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about unlimited forgiveness. Because why? You want God to unlimitedly forgive you too. So why can't you do that for your brother or your sister? We always go to God, Lord Jesus. What is the first thing that we should at least be praying for is, Lord, forgive me. If there's anything I've done, forgive us. Forgive me. Amen. Paul had to repent even for things and the type of man that he was and the life that he lived. He still repented. Brother Branham, the type of man that he was and the life that he lived, he still repented. We all have to repent. So if we want God to forgive us, amen, we must also be willing to forgive. Every moment, every time, every single moment it happens. And be patient with one another. And love into one another. Amen. So be willing to forgive. That's one way to show love to your brother. Because let me tell you, your brother and your sister will fail you. If they haven't already. They will fail you. That's just how it is. Amen. They will fail you. But can you forgive them? Lift them back up. Lift them back up with forgiveness. Sacrifice yourself for your brother or your sister. Amen? Amen. Are you willing to lay down your life for them? Jesus said, you are my friends. In John 15, we just read here, you are my friends. And friends will be willing to lay down their life for one another. Let's just sink that in for a moment. Are we willing to do that? Hey, listen, and when I'm talking to myself as well. Can you give your life? And that's not just saying, hey man, somebody comes in here and shoots, hey man, and I take a bullet for Brother Wade. Yeah. Because that's the thought that at least that comes to my head, you know?
Right. Thank you,
brother. Take two. But it's not just that. But if you can't even sacrifice even a little thing, amen, sacrifice some time for your brother or your sister, how are you going to take a bullet for your brother or your sister? If you can't sacrifice some time for them. If you're not willing to listen to them, how are you going to be able to take a bullet for your brother or your sister? Think about that. So that is one way to love your brother. Are you willing to sacrifice yourself for your brother? Lay down your life for your brother or your sister. Another way is to have unselfish compassion for your brother or your sister. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We see where Cain, he lost his compassion for his brother, Abel. And you know why he lost his compassion, his love for his brother? Because his brother's works were better than his. And guess what happened? Instead of him seeing instead of him going to Abel, where is it that I'm missing in it? You know, humbling himself, you know, he takes a stone and kills him. Hurts his brother. And what does that show? It shows it's jealousy.
Right.
It was jealousy that drove Cain to do what he did, to kill his brother. So have unselfish compassion for one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, everything that I'm saying, amen, I'm saying it from the pulpit down to the end of the hallway there. Amen. Another thing is to have an attitude of sharing. Amen. Be willing to share. Praise God. Be willing to give up what you prize most. Amen. If the Bible says to give up your life for your brother, that's, we prize our life, right? So anything else that you can, are willing to give up for your brother. Amen. Not just give it to them because you don't want it anyways. Like they're a Goodwill or something. Isn't that what we do when we go to Goodwill? Oh, we feel so good because we're donating some clothes, we're donating some toys or whatever, but we don't want them anyways. Are you willing to share with those, even the most important things in your life? Amen. Including your time. Amen. And another thing here is keeping unity with each other and amongst each other. Amen. Keeping the unity. That's so important. Amen. Amen. Keeping unity. Don't let anything, amen, break that unity between each other. Amen. Because it breaks, it'll break your affection and the love that you have for your brother. Right. Amen. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Romans chapter 12, we'll just read a few verses here. Maybe say a couple of things here. This is Paul speaking here. He says, let love be without dissimulation. Verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Now what is dissimulation? Dissimulation is hypocrisy. So in other words, let your love be without hypocrisy, or let it not be a feigned love. Amen. Let your love be real. Amen. Abhor that which is evil. That means hate that which is evil. And cleave to that which is good. Amen. Grab on to that which is good. Number 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Now remember, we are talking about Jesus' commandment. Right? His commandment was to love one another. My new commandment. Amen. That's what he was saying. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Amen. Are you willing to open your home? To be hospitable, to, amen. That's part of hospitality. Amen. That's where we get the word hospital. Amen. When you go to the hospital, you don't get treated at home, but you know, you say you're in the hospital. No, you're somewhere else outside of your home. You're in a hospital. Amen. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Now, isn't this like the words that Jesus was saying when he was given the Beatitudes? And this is what Paul is saying. Amen. And Paul has the same spirit that Jesus has. Amen. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to man of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Now I want to read this in the New Living Testament version. I believe that's what it is. NLT version. Look what it says. It says, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Amen. And don't think you know it all. That's what Paul was saying. Yeah. In plain language. Yeah. And don't think you know it all. Lord, help me.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, help me. Because you see, Cain would have reacted differently to Abel. You see? But because he didn't want to acknowledge, amen, that Abel did something better than him, which is fine. Amen. But how can I learn from my brother or my sister instead of me hating them? Amen. And any bad word that you could say about your brother or your sister, amen, that's just like throwing a stone at them. It's killing their influence. Amen. Praise God. So don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Amen. Because let me tell you, I want to throw in this little story. When back home in South Carolina where I grew up in Greenville, South Carolina. And in the streets, there roamed this lady. She would walk by for years. This lady who her nickname was Hubba Hubba. That was her nickname. And she looked dirty. She had a beard. She smelled. She would just walk all over the streets of Berea, near Traveler's Rest. All over the streets, everybody knew who Hubba Hubba was. And people would, and kids and teenagers and even adults would go by her and drive by her and say, "Hey, Hubba Hubba." And she didn't like it. And so she would throw rocks at people. Every time you'd see her, she'd picking up, throwing rocks at cars and things like that. One time we left school and here comes Hubba Hubba. I mean, Hubba Hubba was, we had to walk home from school. And it was about three or four of us. And so, of course, we as kids, I mean, here, "Oh, Hubba Hubba. Yeah, and your long beard and all this kind of stuff." And she took a stick and started chasing us. I mean, she was literally chasing us. Lady was about, I don't know, at that time, she was like 60 something years old. But she was, I mean, she was thin. I mean, cause she walked all the time carrying a big sack. So I got older. And I was working at Papa John's. This was back around 1999 to 2000. And I was there at the store one morning and I saw her go by. And I said, "Well, I'm a little bit more mature now." I was about 20 years old at the time, 21 years old. And I went outside. I stopped what I was doing. I said, hey, guys, you take over. I'm going to go outside. I wanted to talk to her. So I went out there and I didn't want to call her Hubba Hubba because I knew she'd get mad. So I went out there and I started, excuse me. And she looked at me and she had that, you know, she looked mean, you know, she looked mean. And I said, "Well, you know, I just wanted to just talk to you and just kind of get to know you a little bit." And that kind of, you know, when I'd said that it changed her demeanor and her face because people wouldn't do that to her. Partly people would always just be mean to her, but then when she saw that somebody was literally legitimate, wanted to get to know her, I could see that her demeanor changed. And so she was there kicking, you know, while she was talking to me. She's like, "Well, you know, my real name is Francis." And she started telling me about her life and how her husband was in World War II and he died in World War II. And it caused her to, after that, it caused her to live that way. She just decided that her life wasn't worth living, that, you know, the way normal life. So she decided to live her life that way. And I learned about her and I told Miss Frances, you know, and I was standing right there in front of her, you know, she just didn't smell good or anything, but just to listen to this person who actually had a soul. Who has a soul, no matter how dirty she was on the outside, she just wanted to be heard. She just wanted to be somebody to pay attention to her. Amen. And by doing that, amen. And I said, "You know, Miss Frances, we're going to be praying for you. We'll be praying for you." At that time, I started serving the Lord again because after my rebellious stage in life and just making that decision. Amen. I got to know somebody and to learn something from somebody. That I would have never known if I would have just continued with what everybody else was doing. You see? So I say that to accompany this verse where Paul says, amen, don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Amen. Amen. And don't think that you know it all. Amen. Because you can learn from even the most quietest person in the church. And you can learn from somebody. Take every moment and every opportunity and not just to think, young people not just to think, oh, I'm just going to hang out with the popular group. I'm just going to hang out with the ones that are always, you know, no, amen. Take time, amen, to just learn from everybody, amen. I just can't stand seeing somebody sitting in a corner, amen, and not having fellowship. That's never been me, you know. I at least want to go say something to them, you know. So just if we take time to do that, amen, that'll just help us. And it'll help that person too. Amen. Jesus' humility, amen, that we read about there in John 13, amen. He, the God of heaven and earth, he humbled himself to wash, amen, the disciples' dirty feet. Amen. And that is our example. Praise God. Let's continue reading verse 17. We're almost done here. Recompense to no man evil for evil. In other words, don't pay back. Don't get even with people. Amen. If somebody does something to you, don't try to get even with them. Because that's not God's spirit. That's not Christ's spirit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all man. And watch verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all man. I know that's what Paul says here, if it be possible. Because sometimes that's not possible. But don't let it come from you. Sometimes, you know, you just can't deal with people. So the best thing to do is just stay quiet. Just leave them alone. Some people just don't budge, you know. You've done your part, let God do the rest. Maybe I'm wrong in thinking that way, but if you just tried and tried and tried and tried to deal with people at some point, I mean, God stops dealing with us at some point. You see? If we keep rejecting him, at some point, he won't deal with you anymore. The Bible says that he won't strive with man forever. Amen. Praise God. But if possible, live peaceably with all men. Verse 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. Don't try to get even yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. In other words, don't get angry. Don't let wrath take over you. Amen. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Amen. Somebody did something to you in life. Somebody didn't. Amen. Just forget about it. Let God take care of it. If it's not taken care of in this life, it will be taken care of in the other. Amen. Therefore, verse 20, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. This is the opposite thinking of what we think in our, you know, in this life. If your enemy hungers, feed him. In other words, those that persecute you the most, do good to them. Do the opposite. Do the opposite. No matter who it is, feed him. If he thirsts, give him to drink. For in so doing, watch what happens when you do this. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. In other words, what you're going to do is you're going to put them to shame by your good behavior. I know we've all heard these things, but I love just looking at the verses and looking at them. Amen. You put to shame the people that try to do evil to you, amen, by you doing good to them. Put you let them see, oh my goodness, what am I doing? You put them to shame. Praise God. You know, one good example is David, the way he treated King Saul. And Saul being his enemy. Well, at least he hated David because he had a demon. But yet David never disrespected Saul. Had the opportunity several times to even kill him. And never did. And said, I cannot lay my hands on the Lord's anointed. And David did not have the Holy Ghost. How much more us with the Holy Ghost? How should we act? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In verse 21, last verse here. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with bad. But overcome evil with good. Saints, I know that each and every one of us, We're humans and we want to see justice. I mean, I'd love to see some justice, especially in the day that we're living in. Oh my goodness. You watch somebody committed a horrible crime, killed somebody or whatever, and you want to see some justice, right? But then if you step back and you look and you try to look through the eyes of God, amen. You realize that person also has a soul. And no matter what horrible thing that they're engaged in or what they did, amen. You could be the opportunity. You could be that avenue, amen, for that person to even come to Christ.
Amen.
We hear many testimonies like that.
Amen.
Amen. Where somebody chose, because maybe they murdered their son, murdered their daughter, but they chose to not be hateful, not to be spiteful, not to be vengeful. And because of that attitude, amen, they win people, those criminals, for Christ.
Right.
Amen. That's powerful. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to just finish with this. Look what Brother Branham says here. In Christ, the mystery of God revealed. We all know this quote. And I don't know if I'll read it all, but we'll see how it goes. But it's pretty lengthy. Amen. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Look what Brother Branham says here. Love one another. Above everything, love one another. Above everything. No matter what the devil tries to say. Now you're all one great big sweet group now. He was talking to the tabernacle there. But remember my warning, see? Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything if he has to bring somebody in to make his target. He'll bring some critic or unbeliever in and sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. And then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of a poison stuff, and he'll start through the church with it. Amen. Don't you take sides with it.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, don't you have nothing to do with anything else. He says, you stay right, loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man that he'll be saved too, or that woman, or ever who it is. Just pray for them and watch and stick one with another.
Amen.
And stay with your pastor.
Right.
See, he's the shepherd and you give him respects. He'll lead you through and cause he's ordained of God to do so.
Right. Amen.
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 Now, do you remember that? Congregation says amen.
Amen.
The enemy will come.
Yep.
And when he does, just cling that much closer together.
Amen.
All right. And I know here as the church, you all have seen the enemy coming all the time. Amen. Best thing to do is just cling closer to one another. Amen. That's part of fulfilling the law of Christ. Amen. And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Don't never clan among one or talk, make yourself clannish. Amen. We are one. I couldn't say left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand. He's my left hand. I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. You don't want any part of your body to be gone, no matter if it's malfunctioning. Amen. Bella, she's been having some problem with one of her eyes since yesterday, but I'm sure she doesn't want her eye to be plucked out. Let's give that as an example. You see, we want to try to stay together. You wanted to keep it intact, right, Bella? You want your eye to still stay and you just want it to get better. All right. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Right at with one another. And now you've got tapes on that. You've got tapes on what we believe. You've got tapes on discipline in the church, how we behave ourselves in the church of God, how we got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay home. Don't stay home. If God is in your heart, you can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in here to fellowship with your brothers. That's part of the love of Christ.
Amen.
If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got to go praying.
Right.
Cause Watch what he says here. Because we're in the last days. Do you believe we're in the last days? Yeah. And Brother Branham was saying that in 1963, I believe this was. How much more now? Because we're in the last days where the Bible exhorted us to much more as we see that day approaching to love one another with Christian love and divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places and in Christ Jesus and love one another. This will all men know you are my disciples when you have love one for the other. That's right. And he says again, stay right together. If the brother, oh my goodness. Let me read right here. If the brother you think he's a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me never have the root of bitterness spring up, because it'll affect him and it'll take the Christ right out of my life. You think somebody's a little wrong, amen, just pray for him. Amen. But don't ever let root of bitterness, amen, get into your heart, because eventually that will show. It will grow into a tree. And it'll take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acids of malice and jealousy and hatred, that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle here. It'll kill the Spirit of God or drive it away from here or hurt your pastor. It'll do everything. Just that little root of bitterness. So any little root of bitterness that we may have against somebody, just get it right. Make it right. Just talk about it. Just talk about it. Amen. Hurt your pastor, it'll do everything. You just wax that much closer together. Draw up the, take the buckle, as the brother testified, a minister here the other night, about having a buckle, seeing it in a vision. Just that buckle's on the whole armor of God. Just pull her on, tighten up, move right up close to one another, love one another anyhow. Amen. Talk nice about one another. Say nice things about one another. Mm-hmm. Amen. And then God will bless you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just pull closer together. Amen. When you see Satan, amen, with the Spirit of God in you, amen, what happens when the enemy comes in? You raise up a standard. Because you got the same Spirit. It's the Spirit that raises the standard. It's the Spirit in you that raises that standard. Amen. But you be the one. Amen. So I know we've all read that quote. Amen. But we might read it again because it's so good. As a reminder. Amen. Because I have one more thing I want to talk about this before we finish up this little series. And we might just read this again. But it's good to remind ourselves. Amen. Because this is real. This is reality. I mean, Brother Branham, you go back and listen to this yourself, amen. But when you take the time to just kind of read it and just dissect it a little bit, it this is reality. Amen. Not just the tabernacle that Brother Branham was at, suffered these things, amen. How much more our church and the other churches, amen. They go through these exact same things. So let's stay closer together. Amen. The world wants to divide us. The world wants to divide you. Amen. But you stay close together. Amen. You don't have to listen to what the world says. Right. You listen to what God said. Right. And God is calling for love. God's calling for unity. While the world is calling for social distance and all this kind of stuff, God's calling for unity and love. Right. Amen. I just want to stay with what God said. Amen. Amen. I want to stay with what He says. Right. Amen. Because the word of man will fail, but God's will never fail. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God. Let's sing the song, I Want to Live the Way He Wants Me to Live. Amen. I want to love. Love till there's just no more love. I believe it's key of F, Sister Esther.
I want to live the way me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just no more. I could never, ever outlove the Lord.
Sing it again unto him now. If you have need of prayer, we'll be more than glad to pray for you.
In the way he wants me to live, I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord.
One more time.
I want to live the way he wants me.
If you really want to do that in your heart, just raise your hands to him this evening. Say, Lord, I want to love you more. In loving you more, I want to love my brother and my sister more. I want to forgive more. Lord, I want to give more, Lord.
I could never, ever outlove the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know what, saints? The only way that we can truly love, amen, is you got to have God's Holy Spirit. Amen. You got to, I mean, what is capstone? Love. Amen. You want genuine love in your life and you want to reflect genuine love. Amen. Get his love in you. Amen. And you'll love the right way. You'll love the way he asked us to love. Praise God. All my hearts, minds clear. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Let's give our brother a big hand. Let's get going. Amen.
I forgot to announce. This coming Sunday after second service, we'll be having a shower for Brother Paul and Sister Frida. That will be after the second service, and it will be something to help them get their home fixed up and everything, get them a Lowe's gift card or a Home Depot gift card. And that's what we'll be giving them this coming Sunday, so keep that in your mind. I forgot to announce it. I'm sorry. And also, I forgot to announce it today. I know it's Janet's birthday.
It's your anniversary.
It's my anniversary today. Well, no, it's not mine. It's June's anniversary. It's June. But we've been married 42 years today. So. I always tell people I've been married to the same woman for 42 years, and June says, nope, I am not the same woman you married. So I don't know if that's good or bad, Bob. I don't know how to take that sometimes. I don't know if I've made her worse or I don't know what to do anyway. But happy birthday to Sister Janet, too. So God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Just remember this weekend, Brother Richard Douglas will be here. And if some reason he is not here, Brother Bob and Brother Aaron will take over. So do like Brother Louis said, just assemble yourself this weekend. Come to church. And we will be having Bible study. Sunday school class. So Bob will be doing Sunday school class up here, and all the other sisters and brothers will be having Sunday school. Just all regular again, just trying to do the best we can. And you wear a mask if you want to, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Let's bow our heads.
Brother,
yes.
One thing to remember. Don't let the devil steal that testimony service you were talking about, the 12th of September.
Yeah. We need to do that. You're right. Okay. All right, we'll do that. So, all right, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the word that you've given us. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord, as we all go home, to be in the middle of the week, Lord, and all this rain and everything that we're dealing with. Father, we pray that, Lord, as the wheels turn on these cars, Lord, that the angels, Lord, will be right there with each one of us, Father. We ask you just be with the ones that are traveling, be with the ones that are sick, be with the ones that are not here. Lord, be with the service this weekend, Lord. Just protect all of us as we go and do the things that we're supposed to do, Father. We pray that you just sanctify, Lord, each one of us. Bless our pastor. Keep him strong and safe. And bless us, Lord, until we return back here, Lord. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory for all these things that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for the promises that you've given us, as our brother said, Lord, and the promises that are to come. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You're dismissed. Jesus.